"Thinking like this," he said, "I'm thinking fast, I know it. And get your brother up here too," he added. "It is the pyramid effect. I'm remembering an idea I'm going to have. Best not to think too hard about that. Be practical." He stared around at the half-completed site. "The gods knew we couldn't do it in time," he said. "Now we don't have to. We can take as long as we like."
Are you all right?" said Tubby. "Dad, are you all right?"
"Was that one of your time loops?" said Pataclusp dreamily. "What an idea. No one would ever beat them on a contract ever again. They'd win bonuses for completion, and it didn't matter how long it took."
"No, Dad, we ought to..."
"But you're sure you can work out where these loops will occur, are you?"
Yes, I expect so, but..."
"Good." Pataclusp was trembling with excitement. Maybe they'd have to pay the men more, but it would be worth it, and 2A would be bound to think up some sort of scheme. Finance was nearly as good as magic. The lads would have to accept it. After all, they'd complained about working with free men. They'd complained about working with Hawandanians. They'd complained about working with everyone except proper paid-up guild members. So they could hardly complain about working with themselves.
2B stepped back and gripped the abacus for reassurance.
Dad, he said cautiously, what are you thinking about?
Pataclusp beamed at him.
"Doppelgangs," he said.
Politics was more interesting. Tepic felt that here, at least, he could make a contribution. The Jelly Baby was old. It was respected, but it was also small, and in the sword-edged sense, which was what seemed to matter these days, had no power. It wasn't always thus, as Dios told it. Once it had ruled the world by sheer force of nobility, hardly needing the standing army of 25,000 men it had in those high days. Now it wielded a more subtle power as a narrow state between the huge and thrusting empires of Tussaut and Ephebe, each one both a threat and a shield. For more than 1,000 years, the kings along the Dajel had, with extreme diplomacy, exquisite manners, and the footwork of a centipede on adrenaline, kept the peace along the whole Widdershin side of the continent. Merely having existed for 7,000 years can be a formidable weapon if you use it properly.
"You mean we're neutral ground?" said Tepic. "Tussaut is a desert culture like us," said Dios, steepling his hands. "We have helped to shape it over the years. As for Ephebe," he sniffed, "they have some very strange beliefs."
"How do you mean?"
"They believe the world is run by geometry, sire. All lines and angles and numbers, that sort of thing, sire." Dios frowned, "can lead to some very unsound ideas."
"Ah," said Tepic, resolving to learn more about unsound ideas as soon as possible. "So we're secretly on the side of Tussaut, yes?"
"No. It is important that Ephebe remains strong."
"But we've more in common with Tussaut."
"So we allow them to believe, sire."
"But they are a desert culture."
Dios smiled.
"I'm afraid they don't take pyramids seriously, sire."
Tepic considered all this. "So whose side are we really on?"
"Our own, sire. There is always a way. Always remember, sire, that your family was on its third dynasty before our neighbours had worked out, sire, how babies are made."
The Tussaut delegation did indeed appear to have studied Dajeli culture assiduously, almost frantically. It was also clear that they hadn't begun to understand it. They'd merely borrowed as many bits as seemed useful and then put them together in subtly wrong ways. For example, to a man, they employed the three-turning walk, as portrayed on friezes, and only used by the Dajeli court on certain occasions. Occasional grimaces crossed their faces as their vertebrae protested. They were also wearing the cruspids of mourning and the bangles of going forth, as well as the kilt of yet, with, and no wonder even the maidens on fan duty were hiding their smiles, matching greaves. Some translation is needed here. If a foreign ambassador to the court of St. James wore, out of a genuine desire to flatter, a bowler hat, a claymore, a Civil War breastplate, Saxon trousers, and a Jacobean haircut, he'd create pretty much the same impression. Even Tepic had to cough hurriedly. But then he thought, they don't know any better, they're like children. And this thought was followed by another one which added,